Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Blake Show. This show is dedicated to the greatness within each of us, the gifts that we and the talents we came here to bring to this planet. And I offer very often, nearly always, wonderful guests who share with you their ideas. My guest today is still not here. But let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Erica Goodstone is a relationship healer who truly believes in the healing power of love, intimacy, and sexuality. I've known her, oh my goodness, at least 20 years, and in all that time, she has done nothing but get better and more powerful and more giving in the work that she does, the books that she's written, the classes that she's given, the private classes, the private sessions that she gives, and she is just simply wonderful. There's no question about it, and I can't wait for her to get here. She recently created and hosted the Sexual Reawakening Summit, featuring interviews with over 30 leading sexologists. Sex is one of the most powerful aspects of human nature. It's overexploited. You see it everywhere, but that's all surface. The deep, meaningful aspects of intimacy are often undervalued and misunderstood. So here we are, and looking forward to this call that is not coming in. And this is a puzzlement. Let's see here. Something must have happened, because this is a woman who never fails to be on time with the most wonderful information that I could hope for. While we're waiting for her, let me tell you a little bit about what I'm doing at the moment. I am in the throes of editing Journals of a Healer, which now has turned out to be a two-volume second edition rather than one. And I feel that it's going to offer a lot for these for the people who are sometimes saying, it must be my karma. People who have felt trapped in some kind of revolving door, the same things happening over and over. And then other people who say, I'm sorry, my karma made me do it. I don't know what makes this happen, but it happens every once in a while, and you'll just have to live with it, because that's how I am. And it doesn't have to be. Of course, when I began back in 1980, I was really convinced that past life regression was a scam. And that was how it continued for quite a long time. Until I just got smacked right between the eyeballs with an unbelievable experience. When a young medical student went into a spontaneous regression in the middle of a healing class. And I was pretty terrified because in my mind, I'm going to wind up in jail and she's going to wind up in a psych ward. And who knew what was going to happen. But it all turned out beautifully, and for a while I just was convinced that it was the class energy. And I didn't have any idea what these people had brought into my classes, but strange things were happening that I couldn't explain. But then, eventually, it settled down, and I discovered that I actually was the instrument that Spirit was using to reach out to people. And at this point, I think it doesn't look as if Erica is going to make it to the show. So I believe I will just cancel and just get together with you Wednesday at 7:30 for the Ada Marie show, which I'll be producing, and then check in next Monday with the Mary Blake show. And thank you for checking in with me and listening, and look forward to my book, which I do, my two-volume books, which at this point I'm calling Karmic Healing and Karma is Not a Life Sentence. With that, I will thank you for your patience and appreciate you, and hope that everything is wonderful for you and your life, and I'm going to take off. Bye-bye.